Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Not just one thing, but a multitude of things going on in Tāmaki Makaurau with the Cabaret Festival, which is on at the Civic Theatre. Beautiful, beautiful venue. And it features a dazzling fusion of music, drag, theatre and comedy, and runs through to the 15th of June. And I'm joined by Daniel Clark, the Director of Performing Arts for the festival. Morena.
Morena.
Nice of you to come in. Thank you. I know you're so busy.
Oh, it's so busy. It's such an exciting time at the moment in Tāmaki Makaurau. I was at the festival last night. I think I've seen 5 shows already this week, and it opened on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Such an incredible takeover. The team have done such a great job. All over the Civic, you can see something on the main stage, something in the Winter Garden. There's tarot readers, potion makers. Yeah, there's a potion making, get a little potion made.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pop-up, there's a piano bar, which goes from 7:30 till 2 a.m. every night, where they've got a pianist and you can go in and sing whatever songs you want to sing. It's so amazing. It's like got a little secret door to get in there.
And are people doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2 o'clock, I think, last night it finished, 2 a.m.
And people were there?
Not last night, the night before. but really, really amazing. And then, like, they've got the curators have put together such a great program. There's these pop-up midnight moments that just happen, surprise you, don't know what they're going to be. The first night was, like, full-on professional wrestling. Just popped up in the foyer. 2 nights ago, there was this thing called Ice Cream for Ice Cream. And so they had anyone who wanted to come and stand on a little stage and just scream their lungs out, and were given these beautiful like cups of ice cream, all decked out by this ice cream little pop-up ice cream cart. I'm not sure what happened last night, but every night there's a little surprise.
Oh, that's
the pop-up
fabulous.
Moments.
so what are, I'm just going to go back to the potion makers. Do you tell them what kind of potion you want?
You do nothing, you know, no bad potions. It's love and friendship and health,
right.
And yeah, we don't want to get into that, but yeah, it's beautiful set up. It's
you
free
drink it, or what do you do
yeah,
with
you
the
drink it.
What sort
yeah,
of potion
yeah.
is it? I need to know more details.
You need
about
to
the
come in
potion.
No, it's really, really special that we've transformed the whole Civic stage into a performance space on its own. So with the main show in there called Le Clique, the audience and the artists all sitting there together watching a show in basically a new venue sitting on the Civic stage, looking out to the auditorium.
What a glorious venue.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah, and you're new to Tāmaki Makaurau. You've been here nearly a year.
I am pretty new, yeah. Moved here July last year to take on the role of Director for Performing
with
Arts.
With a huge, huge background in this area.
Oh, yeah. Curating and festival directing and producing throughout Australia, and working with lots of different artists in lots of genres all throughout Australia. But was really drawn to this job, to come here and see what can be done with the amazing artists of Tāmaki Makaurau. And I'm having a ball.
You brought
really
your family with you?
I did. I brought my husband and my chihuahua and my 2 cats.
Your chihuahua and your 2 cats, they get on well?
Yeah, they're good. And all our vinyl, we bought all our books, we've moved here.
What container was it?
A 40-foot container.
OMG. Okay. All right, we're going to talk about some of these shows that, as I said before, all of them feature music, obviously.
Yeah, all of
them.
But
just 3 that we wanted to focus on. We're going to start with Nikita Tu Bryant and the show called Before and After Joshua, which is, I believe that's on next Wednesday
week.
And Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit about this particular show. Nikita Tu Bryant is a Wellington performer. And the title kind of sounds like it's a love story breakup, which it is.
It is.
But it's not about Joshua, is it?
No.
It's about a guy called Ryan. Yeah.
That she met on a plane, I believe, on a long-haul flight. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So she was in the US and she was – this is all true.
Yeah.
This is not fiction. She was in the US and she was having a hard time there. She didn't really enjoy the trip. She was there doing some research for a play called – her first play that she wrote called Tide Waits for No Man.
Yeah.
And she was having a bit of a miserable time and thinking, you know, this is a disaster, and got on this plane to go to Santa Barbara. And sitting across the aisle from her was this guy whose name was Ryan, which she found out. And he pulled out a film script, and she was an actor. And so they struck up this conversation. And,
amazing. And then they... They broke up, didn't they?
Well, it was instant attraction to start with. Not yet. They haven't broken up yet.
I just jumped to the end.
Right. They became besotted very, very quickly. And the title is not Before and After Ryan. It's Before and After Joshua, because they went on a trip to the Joshua Tree National Park. So that's part of the whole trip. And she came back to New Zealand. And, of course, they wanted to see each other. And he came out. He came out to Aotearoa, and she bought a van.
Yeah, and they travelled around the south coast of Wellington. Is that right? Although this album was recorded.
Recorded, yeah.
In the back of a van.
They went on a tiki tour. She wanted to show him the country, and so she bought this van.
Yeah.
Good on her. But the gloss had kind of worn off the romance, and he was really into her, but she not so much into him. It's all very disappointing.
But it's enabled an amazing, beautiful piece of art to be made from it, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, then she, in the back of the van that Ryan was in, not at this particular time, she recorded this album in the back of the van. And so that is what this show is about. Yeah. And it has, I guess they're going to play the album, aren't
they? And tell the story. So, it's that's the amazing thing.
I've told
thing.
The story already, I'm sorry.
We're going to hear it through her eyes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But that's the amazing thing about cabaret is it's storytelling and it's music and it's intimate. So we can't wait to have Nikita in the building next week to share this this story and this beautiful album with our audiences.
I'm playing with Dave Kahn, who's played with everyone, from Marlon Williams through to The Vales, and Arahi Hwanga, who is another musician, and they're going to do what's called a blend of music, poetic storytelling, and raw emotion.
It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, so I've got a track. I think this is not one that's going to be played like in its fullness on the night, but it's from that back of the van.
Which one did you choose?
I don't know what happened at Deep Spring Creek.
Okay.
Do you?
Maybe we're about to find out.
We're about to find out. This is Nikita Tu Bryant from this album just done in the back of the van. Ryan's gone, I assume, and this is just the story, is part of the story. Don't know where it fits into the story.
No.
But it's called Deep Spring Creek.
Shady. The locals there, they do mean well, but never trust a man, never trust a man on a mountain. Trust a man, never trust a man on a mountain peak. He was reaching his peak. Have things to prove to yourself. yourself. Leave it for today. Don't trust that man on the mountain peak. On a mountain peak. Meet me at Deep Spring Creek, where the pods are shady. The locals there, they do mean well. Leave it for today. Don't trust that man on a mountain.
Ryan's not to be trusted, huh? There's a bit of dribbling water going on in the background as well. That track is called Deep Spring Creek from Nikita to Bryant, and it's part of Nikita's show, Before and After Joshua, which is on at the Cabaret Festival, which is on at the Civic at the moment. I'm joined this morning by the... what's your official title?
So I'm Director for Performing Arts for Tataki, running Auckland Live.
That's right, Daniel Clark. And, wow, I think that might be a place in America, do you think?
I think it sounds like it.
Deep Spring Creek. I wonder what Ryan thinks of all of this.
I was thinking about that this morning. Does Ryan know that there's a show about to premiere in Tamaki Makaurau about his relationship with Nikita? I wonder...
Okay, so the festival on at the moment, you're a busy man. You've been going to 5 shows, did you say?
More this week.
Right, yeah. Okay. And one that you went to last night was by the Velvet Rebels. Who are they?
Oh, that's Rutina Spooner, the Maori crooner, and Shea Coco, and the Coco Concert Band. And that was the world premiere of the show last night. It was the first time that show had ever been performed, and it was absolutely delightful. It was so beautiful. I've seen Rutini in another show called Be Like Billy, and I also adored that work. And it's a really, really accessible show looking at the Rat Pack era. It's funny. It's songs that we know. It's cheeky. He has this really amazing moment where he gets an audience member and treats them wonderfully, very generously, brings them up on stage, and then they end up improvising with him during the show, which was quite amazing, but very, very special show. He's a really extraordinary artist from Aotearoa. I like him a lot, and I hope that his work travels around the globe, actually. I think he's very, very unique.
What a name, Rutina Spooner, the Māori crooner.
Yeah.
Who's the other person?
So funny. And Shea Kokau, yeah.
So there's two
of
them
together,
sure.
Yeah, and the band, of course. So it's very funny, cheeky work. It's the songs from the Rat Pack era, but he's also, you know, a few songs from Aotearoa in there. He references the garage party kind of culture, having parties in garages. It's from the Rat Pack era to the South Pacific. And there was a really a very, very funny song last night that I'd never heard of before, about a young man who kept wanting to get married to these women where he was living, and the father was like, no, you can't marry that woman. She's your sister. but your mum doesn't know. Kept going. Like,
but
17,
your mum doesn't know.
Yeah, 17 of them. And then the young man goes to his mother and said, I can't get married. My dad keeps telling me I've got all these sisters, and the mother is like, well, don't tell your dad, but he's not your dad. And he doesn't know, so you go and get married.
The
scandal, but a very, very funny song that had the house in stitches.
They're called the Velvet Rebels, celebrating the Rat Pack era, and played last night, play tonight, and Sunday night. Is that right?
Sunday, midday, I think. It's an afternoon show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, really great for the afternoon to come in and... to come and have a lovely, relaxed afternoon in the winter garden.
Well, I don't have that particular track that you referenced.
But you do have.
I do
what
have.
What do you have?
Well, I thought, seeing that you said Rat Pack,
Fly Me to the Moon
with Frank Sinatra and Count Basie, do you think we should play that?
I think we should play that.
You and I'd like that, wouldn't we, Daniel?
I would love that.
Okay, let's do it.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
I thought you were going to put that last line in there, Daniel.
And I'm brave. I think it's because of the piano bar. I don't usually feel very confident singing, but yeah, Thursday night I started to a bit of singing. It's really great. People just get up and sing their songs.
Did you do it?
Yeah, yeah. I sung Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Oh, sounding good.
And what else did I sing? I tried to sing Especially for You by Kylie and Jason. Do you know that one, Kylie Minogue? Maybe it didn't have a...
I sort of do.
That didn't go that well. But Dream a Little Dream, that went all right, I think.
So you tell the pianist what you want to sing.
Yeah.
And
their repertoire's huge.
Right, who's the pianist, do you know?
I can't recall her name right at the moment. But
someone very good.
Amazing, right. Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah, people are getting up from, 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the morning singing.
Gee,
and on all ranges, all different. You just choose a song, sing it. No judgment. It's about freedom. It's about expression. It's about having fun. So, I really encourage people to get down there if you can get in.
Like festival karaoke,
but with a live pianist.
With a live pianist, yeah. Incredible. Okay, so we're talking. If you've just joined us, we're talking about the Auckland Live Cabaret Festival, and I'm joined by the Director of Performing Arts, Daniel Clark, and just the things that surround the festival. We're just focusing on a few of the music shows, but there's so much going on, isn't there? Besides the shows we're talking about, obviously, it's just busy, busy, busy the whole time.
So busy.
All
something
right.
to do from 5 o'clock till 2 a.m. every night except for Monday night at the Civic.
Nice. All right. And so the last track that we're going to play is from Georgia Lines, and this show is called Under the Stars with Friends.
Yeah. It's really special. I'm really... Georgia, I think she's incredible. But a really interesting story, I guess, how Georgia ended up connecting with the Cabaret Festival. The day we arrived in New Zealand me and Nick, my partner.
Yes, and the cats and the
chihuahua.
No, they
came like a few hours later. But we're in the
taxi. Hours.
Yeah, yeah. we're in the taxi from the airport to our new home and place we're going to live for a long time. And Nick saw a big billboard advertising this singer called Georgia Lines. Neither of us had heard of her, but Nick loves his music, so we've got to go to this gig. So we went
tonight.
It wasn't the same night. It was, I think, like a month later.
Yes.
And so we went to the power station and saw her perform, and she did this really, really beautiful thing where all the lights came down in the house, and I think it was maybe people who had their phones out, but she came into the audience and she sang with everyone standing around her in a circle. It was such an intimate, beautiful, breaking down that fourth wall and just getting into the audience. And I was like, this is really interesting. There's something there that I think is worth exploring in terms of a cabaret festival and the environment of the cabaret festival. So I asked Vanessa, who's the lead curator of the cabaret festival, to have a meeting with Georgia and see whether there was any ideas that might fit her program. And she's come up with this amazing concert for the main stage of the Civic.
Where finale? Is it the finale?
It's the final show.
Yes.
It's the final show of the festival with some amazing other performers.
You've got Holly Smith, yeah, Louis Baker.
Nicole Grace. Incredible performer. I saw her for the first time in the Cabaret Gala on Tuesday night.
She's a teenager, isn't she?
She's 17.
Right.
You could not hear a pin drop in the Winter Garden. It was absolutely extraordinary. She stunned us all. So we can't wait for that. But one of the things Georgia wanted to play with in the Civic is there's an incredible star cloth in the Civic for everyone who's been in there. But there's going to be a whole section of the show where the audience is sitting in darkness, just under the stars.
Oh, yes.
Listening to the music.
The name, yeah. Under the Stars with Friends.
So I think... it's going to be a really amazing way to finish the festival, finish with really amazing Aotearoa performers. And we can't wait to have it. I think it's going to be a one-off, and it's with the Auckland Philharmonia performing as well.
Well, with some of the musicians from the Philharmonia,
some
right?
Some of them, yeah.
Stunning. I'm just looking at the poster now. Georgia looks delicious. She's wearing a very stunning gown. So it's a dress up, obviously.
Oh. Come whatever makes you feel fabulous and wonderful.
Is that what's happening at the moment?
Everyone's doing whatever they want and what they wear. It's gorgeous, stylish, sexy, fun, fabulous. It's really, it's a great time down there at the moment. But I do have the pianist's name. So it's Robin Kelly and Friends does the piano
good.
Bar. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well done, Robin.
They're keeping hundreds of people entertained every night.
Oh, I love that idea. That's so neat. And you got up, so...
If I can get up, anyone can get up.
Don't say that too loudly. Oh. Okay. So what was I going to say to you? Oh, yes, okay, so we've got a track that we're going to play from Georgia Lines. This came out last week, I believe, recently.
Yeah, just over a week ago.
Right, and where can people find out more about the entire program rundown?
Yeah, from the Auckland Live website. Everything's up there. You can see the daily schedule. I think you can squeeze 3 to 5 shows in a day. Plus, the other thing for people to know is you don't need to come and see a show. You can just come in and have a drink in the champagne bar.
You?
Yeah.
And then get a potion.
Yeah, get a potion, get a tarot reading, see the midnight moment. The piano bar's free. It's not ticketed.
Great idea.
Yeah, there's food. Just come and hang out. We're just creating this really fun, immersive... theatrical environment for the people of Auckland and visitors to come and spend time in.
Oh, that's perfect. Do you have to pay for the potion?
No. And all the tarots.
You
it's
don't?
It's free, no.
That is... Yeah, very altruistic. I love it. Okay. So we're going to play Georgia Lines to finish and Wonderful Life. And this will be, if you want to see Georgia, Under the Stars with Friends, Louis Baker, Holly Smith and Nicole Grace. Next Sunday night.
Final show to close out the amazing Auckland Live Cabaret Festival.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I'll let you get back into... You look very
Thank
refreshed.
You.
You don't look
I was
tired.
In bed by 10 last night.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Came home after the Velvet Rebels. A quick little trip to the piano bar last night, but I didn't sing, and then home to bed.
And did the chihuahua and the cats, did they join you in the bed?
The chihuahua does.
Don't squash that chihuahua. Daniel, lovely to meet you, and thanks so much for coming in. And this is Wonderful Life.
Thanks for having
'Cause
me.
'Cause it's a wonderful life, baby, it's a wonderful life. Even as I'm waving goodbye, don't look back, you're gonna make it just fine. And it's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. California was ours, now it feels like a daydream. Pine and crane ain't the same when I'm
That's Georgia Lines and Wonderful Life, and playing that because Georgia is part of the Cabaret Festival at the moment, which was Your Gig Is Showing.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.